tree by the river when we were 17. Dark canyon wall, the call and the answer, and the mare in the pasture, pitch black and barren. Sun in our faces, stuck and leaning on graces, and being strangers to change. The radio and the bones we found frozen, and all the thorns and the roses beneath your window pane.
She gonna hop and bop. All right. Good morning. You're tuned into Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9 FM, your UBC campus community radio station.
Welcome back, Mark.
Well, thank you. This is my first time working this board in about five, six months. So, should be interesting. Anyways, here we are once again on Friday Sunrise. I'm Crazy Mark Ferby. To my left, we have
Jason the Bear Paulette.
And beside him, we also have a very special guest who goes by the name
James Martin.
Yes, with a little Wilfred in the middle.
Occasionally, yes.
Did you ever work for Batman?
Not yet.
Well, we'll see if we can get you some employment.
I know a guy.
Batman's a good business these days.
Yeah. I happen to know a guy who I can help you out.
That's good.
I got a legion of super friends.
Must so come in handy.
Anyways, James is sitting here in studio with us. You may remember James. He came in here a couple times playing with... he plays with a couple bands. One called the Ivy League Brawlers. You still playing with those guys?
Yeah, we're still active. We just had a bit of a lineup change, but we're a couple months out from hitting the stage again.
Cool. You also play with another band called No Island, which is kind of your... your heart and soul project?
Yeah, kind of my my main band. So that's another fun group that's been doing pretty well lately. So, yeah.
Nice. Currently, it's 7:45. You have class at 8 o'clock, isn't that
yep,
right?
Yeah, over so in Scarf.
Scarf, how far is that from here?
It's just a hop and a skip.
And not even a jump.
No, not even.
That's close, man.
Wow.
Right next door.
Cool. So, you were doing the jazz program along with a few of the other members in No Island at Capilano University.
Yeah. Four of the five of us are actually going to be graduating this year, so we're looking forward to moving on to the real world, I guess.
Nice. You guys just put out your first CD back in May.
March, actually, yeah.
Was it March?
Yeah.
Okay. Sign of the Times.
Yeah, and it's been doing pretty well. We're about to take it on tour next summer. We're planning to go on a little tour of BC and Alberta, so we're kind of in the process of putting that together. And, yeah.
Cool. You guys, you put it out in March, and I was... doing a little research, I noticed that you guys did a little bit of touring on the Sunshine Coast.
Yeah, we did a show up there in the summer. That was pretty fun.
Nice. And you're playing... I also saw you got a little bit of media coverage in Burnaby for the Edmonds City Fair.
Yeah, we played there as well. That was an interesting gig. It was a classic car show, so all these beautiful old cars just lined up down the street in front of us. So, yeah, we're hoping we might be able to do that one again in the future.
Dude, if you do that again, bring a video camera, shoot a music video.
Perfect oh, yeah.
opportunity.
Absolutely.
Free location.
Yeah.
Do it. I'll help. Call me.
Call me.
I will give you a call.
Nice. Yeah, you guys, you just played at the Great Bear Pub in Burnaby a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, that was an interesting gig. It was about 3 hours of music, so one of the longest sets we've done in a while. Super fun, though. Like, it was a great crowd, and it was our first time playing at a venue out in Burnaby rather than downtown in Vancouver. Right. So kind of a different environment, but a lot of fun.
Different vibe?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, you guys were doing some cover tunes there, too?
Yeah, we've started throwing some classic rock stuff into our mix, a bit of Supertramp, a bit of Steely Dan, some of our big influences. So it's just really fun to kind of bring up that music and bring it back to the stage.
Yeah, cool. Nice. I also noticed that you guys have a little bit of a distribution going on.
Yeah, we got our CD in a couple of local shops this summer, so we got it at Zulu, at Red Cat, we've got it for sale over in Victoria, too, at Talks Cheap, so that's pretty pretty cool to have that happening.
Nice. So what does it take to for a band to get distribution in those little shops?
You just gotta ask nicely.
Yeah. shirt and tie?
Yeah.
Cool. Well, maybe I should try that too.
I'm gonna stop demanding. Stop walking into stores and being like, "Sell my record,
buy my CD."
Just be nice.
Well, how does that work? Do you just drop off? You just give them CDs, and if they sell them, then you get a little bit.
Yeah, they do it by consignment sales. So, yeah, you just walk in with. Usually, it's three or four. I give them a call ahead of time just to see what the deal was, and yeah, they're all very, very good about it. So
nice. We've been selling our CDs through CD Baby, I think, for about maybe 3 years now, and just last week we got our first check for $46.
Oh, congratulations. Congrats.
Well, thank you very much. Cool. All right, well, you're going to be in class in 10 minutes there, Mr. James.
Just about, yeah.
So why don't we play a little tune here from Sign of the Times from New Island before we keep this... before we move on.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Or let's move on.
Before, until it's after 8. And
yes. Okay, well, all right. So, yeah, we're going to listen to a track. This is track number 5 off of Sign of the Times from No Island. It's called Who's to Say? Yeah, so we are live in studio currently with Mr. James Wilfred Martin on Friday Sunrise on
CITR
101.9 FM.
Change your hair and change your face. Rise to glory as you fall from grace. Pants wrong cut, shirt too small. Doesn't fit you better, not at all. Make your voice rise over the crowd. Nobody listens when you're in it so loud. We hear what you're speaking, but we don't understand. Between your buttoned up head and your two-note band, you think you're a step ahead, the game that you play. Just another comfort and delusion. But who's to say? Tell them all what they know you think. Walk the walk and drink the drink. Tear up photos and eat the past. Don't let them on to last week's mask. Smile friendly and smoke a wink. Live the moment. You, but who can say what's really true? We hear what you're speaking, but we don't understand. Between your buttoned up head and your two-note, you think you're a step ahead at your play. Just another confident illusion, but who's to say? Picture and then the price. Keep on talking, don't care what you say. Don't think it matters, but who's to say? We hear what you're speaking, but we don't understand. Between your buttoned-up head and your two-note band, you think you're a step ahead, you think that you're late. Just another confidence illusion, but who's to say?
You're listening to Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9 FM. This is No Island playing in the background. We just want to say thanks, James, for coming in this morning.
Yeah, thanks, guys, for having me. Wasn't really planning to do a lot of talking today, but it's fun.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks, man.
Yeah, well, I got to get to class. Thank you very much, and I'll keep listening to CITR.
All right.
Happy learning.
Thanks.
Things on my list. conscience cleared, a mind at ease. After all these years, P.S. You'll never get my post. It's a shame they don't send letters from a ghost.
All right, you're listening to Friday Sunrise
CITR 101.9 FM.
Yes. We just heard a couple tracks there from a band called New Island, who are a local independent band right here in Vancouver. And, that was that's off of their CD, Sign of the Times, which they put out in March.
I love the color.
Yes, blue.
It's a very classy looking album.
Mm-hmm.
James is a classy guy. I mean, it's obvious he's going to be a classy looking album. He's
anybody who plays
nothing
saxophone
but suave. I know. What is it about the saxophone?
I don't know.
It's suave. It's like silk.
Yeah. Anyways, we don't have a whole lot planned for today.
I had a playlist, but I'm a moron. I burned the wrong CD, and so you could hear last week's music again, or next week I've got a great show planned, so this one's going to be a little off the cuff.
Yeah, so anyways, we're just kind of doing spur of the moment, having a little fun here in the studio. And
I'm having a lot of fun, man.
Well,
We're having a lot of fun here in the studio,
and
it's packed with joy.
Yeah, so I dug out a little vinyl here. We're going back to the vinyl, back to the old days.
Your vinyl pants? You brought them back?
I'm wearing my vinyl pants.
Are you wearing
today
your vinyl pants?
So we're going to play a track from a fella who is all the way from Calgary, Alberta. His name is Chad Van Galen. Just put out a new album called Diaper Island. I'm not sure how long ago he put it out, but I'm certainly a big fan.
It's pretty recent.
Yeah, it's fairly recent. Yes.
Handful of months, I suppose.
Counting the fingers.
A little research.
Yeah.
I'll read the album.
Yeah. Which he's. I guess this record was released under Sub Pop Records,
yeah,
which
like
I believe
two different
is
labels.
Yeah, there's Flemish Eye, which is a Calgary-based label. Which I noticed I believe it's the CD version. It was through Flemish Eye, and the vinyl was put out through Sub Pop, which is, I believe, a Seattle-based record label. Anyways, we're going to hear a little track here, and this track is called
Freedom for a Policeman.
Yes, and we're doing it on vinyl, so hopefully I don't screw it up and drop the needle in the wrong place. But that's half the fun of Spur of the Moment Radio.
That's live. That's live. That's life. Accidents happen.
Yes. All right, well, let's give it a shot here on Friday Sunrise on CITR
101.9
FM.
ship out there will be smashed to bits. Use your emergency equipment.
It won't work. Nothing works. It's got to. It's no use. Everything seems to be stuck.
My life's worth a try anyway. Come on, fellas. You can make it.
Just listen to this. Spider-Man saves freighter. You can't tell me the captain couldn't have brought his ship in without the help of that publicity-seeking show-off, Spider-Man!
Don't get caught wasting power. Unplug cell phone, camera, and other battery chargers when charging is complete. Many electronic devices continue to use power even when you are not operating them. The amount of energy consumed by electronics in a year when they were not in use could power Whistler Blackcomb Resorts for 43 years. This Power Smart play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
Yeah, that's right. You're listening to Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9 FM. Jason just ran away. He went to go get a bag of bagels, which only cost $1.50 for a day old bagels. Lucky boys can be eating bagels all week. Anyways, we just heard a couple tracks from Mr. Chad Van Galen off of Diaper Island. Yes, we were playing the vinyl released on Sub Pop Records. That was Freedom for a Policeman and Can You Believe It? Good Canadian kid there. Anyways, yes, nothing planned as I was saying before, so I was digging through the vinyl and we're going to play a track off of another record from a band who I believe is from Vancouver. I've never seen them before, but I've heard about them. They are called the Defectors, and I was looking at the Pat's Pub, Brew Pub, and Brew House events listing last night, and I noticed the Defectors are going to be playing tonight, Friday, October 7th, at Pat's Pub. Doors are at 9, so we're going to hear a little track from a band that's going to be playing there. Yes, the Defectors, and it's on vinyl. Whoa! So, yes, hopefully this works out as well. I hope you enjoy it. I've never listened to it before, but there's a first time for everything.
For the last Sunrise
on CITR 101.9 FM. On CITR 101.9 FM.
Holy fun with radio.
Slippery fingers. Slippery fingers.
Yes. If you become a DJ here at CITR, you have to make sure you press all the right buttons always at all the right times. Otherwise, you're fired. You're fired. Get out of here. Just kidding. There's plenty of room for mistakes here. I don't think we've gotten in trouble once, actually.
Not yet.
No, nobody's complained. If you want to complain, you could always call 604-822-2487 and say, please, get off the radio. Or you can make a request. Or...
Phones are lighting up!
Whoa!
Whoa, we've never had so many calls.
Please stop calling. All right, so we just heard a couple tracks there. That was The Defectors playing tonight at Pat's Pub, and that was Never Really Tried off of their 2010 release. I don't know what it's called. Let me just see here. Let me just take a look here at the vinyl here. Oh, it's called K-R-14? 14, is that what it's called? The Bottom of the City, that's what it's called. And then we just heard a track from a band out of Victoria, British Columbia, called Rocky Mountain Rebel Music. They just spent all summer touring. They were going all across BC, Alberta. They went right into Saskatchewan, Saskatoon. And speaking of Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, I got another band here called Johnny Don't. Who are also from Saskatoon. Yes. So we're going to hear a little track here. I was lucky enough to play a gig with them right here at the Railway Club downtown Vancouver at Seymour and Dundlemere.
This is a great album. I really like this one. Yeah. I got a couple of these on repeat in my my own iPhone pod thing.
Well, who's a lucky boy?
Well, I think we're all going to be lucky because we're going to hear a tune right now.
Right. If you're tuned into CITR 101.9, then you're a lucky punch.
I'm curious as to which one it is. I'm so excited. I don't know. It's a surprise for me.
I know.
I know.
I know.
I know.
Been taken a long way. Always standing in line just to find out that I'm too late. Sooner or later, there's something that's got to change. Oh, oh, I know, I know, I know. I'm on the side of the road, cause I've been left with nothing. I don't know which way to go, but I just can't wait for something. I can't decide if I'm at the right place, just the wrong time. I just don't know what I should, can't tell you one thing. Oh, 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 I know, I know, I know. Oh, 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 I know, I know, I know. Oh, 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 I know, I know, I know. But if the sun says stop, pushing myself to just tell myself I can do it. I'm in the dark, I can't decide if I'm at the wrong place at the right time. I just don't know, I sure can tell you one thing. I don't know which way to go, but I just can't wait for something. I'm in the dark, I can't decide if I'm at the right place, just the wrong time. I just don't know, but I sure can tell you one thing. Whoa, oh, oh, I know, I know, I know.
Thursday, October 13th, Sealed with a Kiss presents Siskiyou, Christopher Smith, and The Beck and Call live at the Waldorf Cabaret. Make sure you don't miss the last Canadian show Siskiyou plays for the rest of the year. Not to mention, it's their record release party. Doors are at 8 p.m., tickets are $10 in advance, and can be found at Red Cat Records, Zulu Records, and on the Ticketmaster website. Sponsored by CITR 101.9 FM.
Smile at me when you walk by and make me feel like 10 feet tall. Maybe stop and talk to me to cure my curiosity and make me feel like 10 feet tall. Baby, to see a show in black and white and make me feel like 10 feet tall. Hold my hand with all your might and kiss me when you say goodnight and make me feel like 10 feet tall. Remember when your roof fell and I helped to prop it up again and made you feel like 10 feet tall. Well, now I'm slipping under two and all I really want is you to make me feel like 10 feet tall. I'll take you to
Tributel, all high-speed internet services include unlimited downloads, so you'll never have to worry about caps or contracts again. With Distributel, you'll pay the same low price every month no matter how much you download. Plus, for a limited time only, enjoy free installation on all internet services. For more information, call 1-855-USAVE, visit distributel.ca, or find Distributel on Facebook to access cool contests. Distributel, welcome to a world without limits.
Ready, sunrise.
I hope you're awake now. That last track we just heard was a band from North Vancouver. They're called Big Tall Garden. That was 10 feet tall from their 1995 release, Full Fathom 5, and they are still kicking. They're still playing shows. I don't think they have anything coming up right now, but yes, watch out, because they are still going. Anyways, before that, we also heard Johnny Don't out of Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. That was I Know from the Full City. And before that, we heard Rocky Mountain Rebel Music, Red Red Sky off of Vic Sound System. Now, we're going to move on to a CD that Jason just passed to me.
Yes.
A band from Vancouver, I believe.
Yeah, this is a band called The Harvest. This is off of a little EP they have, Lucy's Volumes 1 and 2. A song called A Pothead's Life. I got to know these guys. I ended up working with the bass player Jeremiah for a job. A couple of things here I can't even talk about on the radio, you know.
Oh,
but we had a couple of things we had to take care of, you know.
Oh, yeah. Business
business type stuff.
Yeah.
So we took care of that, and while we were taking care of that, we were talking about music and stuff. And turns out he's got a band, he's got a studio or a studio's other stuff,
and a cousin named Joey Garbanzo.
Hey, no names, eh? No names.
Oh, right. Sorry, on the radio here.
Easy, smart guy. Easy, right. Wise guy.
Oh.
Yeah, no, essentially, I just did a little interview with them for vanmusic.ca and shot some video at their studio, and yeah, they're a bunch of good guys. So, song we shot was called Playing with the Boys. They've got a lead singer, Shauna. She's this wonderful tiny girl with a rocking huge voice. And that's not on this album, so you'll be able to find that on the YouTube and the Van Music very soon. But this song is called A Pothead's Life, and yeah, it's pretty good.
Right.
I think it's pretty fun.
Cool. Well, why don't we take a listen?
Okay.
All right. That is Sunrise, CITR 101.9 FM.
It's a pothead's life.
It's a pothead's life.
Oh, oh.
Welcome out to Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, your UBC campus community radio station.
Well done, Mark. That was like one breath.
Yeah. Not one in between. Thank you. I've been working on it.
Nice. Have you been swimming?
Yeah, I guess so. Anyways, so we just heard a couple tracks there from a band from South Vancouver, is that right?
The studio is based out in South Vancouver. Aurora Studios is the place that I guess they record and jam at. And Jeremiah and Darren, who are in the band, the bass player and the guitar player, kind of own the studio. So I guess, yeah, they're based out of there. But I saw them play recently at the Railway Club, and yeah, really good show. These guys can really, it's some nice rock, man. They've got a good mix. They can cross a bunch of genres. They go like rock, and then they go some reggae, and there's some good funk and blues in there.
Cool.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, some of you may know, I've been away for a little while. I was on Hornby Island all summer. And before I left, we had planned on doing this thing where I would call in to the show every week, and then just didn't really happen the way we wanted it to. I had no internet access, and phone reception was terrible, and it just didn't happen the way we wanted to. So I was supposed to update you, Jason, on all the bands that I was seeing and the music that was happening on the island and all this stuff.
I've been waiting for this. Every weekend I'd be sitting on pins and needles waiting for your call. Just waiting. That chair you're sitting in right now, the edge of it I would be on.
Oh, man.
Just tingling at the prospect of new music from Hornby Island. But no.
I'm sorry. It didn't work out. But I'm here now.
You lived on a bus. It's hard.
I may have not brought you my musical experiences, once a week. I decided to bring it all back to you today.
In the last 20 minutes, we did 7 months of musical experience.
We did put a lot of time into making this this fun little promo for my once a week call in from Hornby Island, but unfortunately we didn't get to make too much use of it. So let's have a little fun here and we'll play it and
we'll just pretend you're there.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, call in.
I'll pretend I'm calling in from.
And I'll pretend I'm answering. Okay. Perfect.
All right. Here goes. Here's the little PSA we recorded 5 months ago that we're supposed to play once a week right here on Friday Sunrise that we didn't. So enjoy.
Better late than never.
If you're on the Gulf Islands, camping, traveling, and surviving, spending your summertime squatting on the land.
And now, live from Hornby Island, home of Hicks and Hippies, it's time for Crazy Mark Farabee's Island Update.
And there you have it. Little Joey Only in the background playing the Free Store song. I'm sure some of you who've been to Hornby Island, you know about the Hornby Island Free Store. You walk in and you drop off and take anything you want, and it doesn't cost a penny. Unless it's garbage. Unless you're dropping off garbage, you have to pay to drop off your garbage. But, so anyway, when I got up there, in the start of May, and every May, usually it's the second week of May, they do a blues workshop, and they have, there's about, I think, probably about 15 different instructors that come up, and they do this workshop that goes for about a week, and you get to choose what who you want to learn from and what kind of you know what you want to learn, who, you know, depending on who's teaching what. And I was lucky enough to meet Mr. David Gogo, who's a great local Canadian blues artist. Did a little CD swap, gave him one of my CDs, and he gave me one of his, and this is his latest one. It's called Different Views, Mr. David Gogo, and while broadcasting on CHFR 96.5, Hornby Island Radio, I had the pleasure of interviewing him a little bit, So anyways, got a little CD. So that was my first musical experience, was doing the blues, seeing the blues guys doing their thing, and all the teachers get up and, you know, put on a show and all that stuff, and, you know, none of it's prepared, and that's the glory of blues. It's just kind of jamming. Lots of fun. Anyways, so I got a little David Gogo here for you. We're going to play track one off of Different Views. It's called Too Late to Stop Now. Don't stop it now! Don't stop it now! Yes, that's right. You are listening to Campus Community Radio, where we press the wrong buttons all the time. Anyways, this is David Gogo. That was another track from The Harvest. Here's David Gogo.
You're smiling at me from a frame on the windowsill. When you took off, you left nothing but my phone bill. Well, people say that I'm better off anyhow. Well, I hope they're right, cause it's too late to stop now. The sun's gone down and the moon is hanging low. Got nowhere to go. It won't break my heart to say goodbye to this town. Better pull up the pace, cause it's too late to stop now. It's too late, too late, too late to stop now. stop now. Everything, 'cause I've seen this one before and I didn't like the ending. But with a little bit of brains and a little bit of know-how, I can keep it on the track, 'cause it's too late to stop now. It's too late, too late, too late to stop now. It's too late, too late, too late to stop now. It's too late, too late, too late to stop now.
All right, so that was a little David Goo Goo off his latest album, Different Views. That was Too Late to Stop Now. Oh, here we go. Now it's working. Yeah, so that was my first musical experience. And then after that, it was late in May, a band from Vancouver called Busy Bee and the Honeycomb Kids came up and played a show at the Joe King Ballpark right there on Hornby Island. It was a lot of fun. And they're a great band. So I'm going to play a track here off of MySpace, which I'm really not liking anymore.
MySpace.
Yeah, MySpace is kind of not...
What happened? Seriously, what happened? It used to be great for playing music, and now it takes 20 minutes to load a song. And
well, fortunately, it only took 2 minutes, so... See if this works. So yeah, we're going to hear a little Busy Bee and the Honeycomb Kids. They played last night at, I think, Cafe Calabash. Cafe Calabash, which is somewhere in this city. I'm not sure where. I've never
it's
been there
before. It's a scavenger
hunt.
Go find it right now. Go. Call us. Yes. We'll give you tickets to the Pack AD if you can find it and call us from there.
Okay. So yeah, well, hopefully this works. We're going to play a little Busy Bee and the Busy Bee and the Honeycomb Kids woke up in the morning. Hope you're waking up too, and hopefully not too obnoxiously from our annoying voices.
And hopefully it's not like in a ditch or on the hood of a car or halfway in, I don't know, a toilet. I don't know. Just hopefully you're waking out of your nice bed and roll into a normal day for yourself.
Yes. All right.
Whatever that may be.
Hope you enjoy. If it works, play. Oh, here we go. Busy Bee and the Honeycomb Kids.
gentle touches, almost too much. Ecstasy's you next to me, right, tied up in my arms. Ecstasy, now go to sleep, close your eyes and just dream. Never forget that you are. Thank you.
yourself.
Okay, welcome back to Friday Sunrise on CITR 11.9 FM.
Hello.
Hello. So, yes, that was John Bone and the Croon of Vibes. They came out to Hornby Island this summer, and they played at the Thatch Pub, and that was kind of their kickoff before they went on tour. They did a little bit of a cross-Canada tour, and it was really cool. Super cool dudes, really chill. You can kind of tell by their music, too. Really good vibes. Corona vibes, in fact. And they were having some troubles with their trailer. They had a little trailer that was carrying all their gear, and we helped them fix it because I guess the axle on the trailer was slightly crooked or something, and they were blowing through.
Are we about to learn? Are you dropping knowledge on us right now? The axle is... Whoa, you're blowing my mind.
Yeah, so anyways, we helped them fix their trailer, and hopefully they didn't blow any more tires along their cross-Canada tour. Spending thousands of dollars on new tires and trying to make peanuts, just like all musicians do these days, it seems. Except for the famous ones. But, yeah, so anyways, that was a little John Bone and the Corona Vibes. That was Thank You for You off of John Bone and the Corona Vibes Live. We want to thank Lauren for calling in.
Thanks, Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
It was very nice.
Yes, she called in to tell us where the Calabash Cafe or Cafe Calabash is, which she said near Pigeon Park downtown, sort of on the fringes of Gastown and, in that area. So, that's where Cafe Calabash is. And you can probably catch Busy Bee and the Honeycomb Kids there again, because I know they play there quite a bit.
And Lauren did win.
Yes, she did win.
ADCD and buttons.
Woo! We have a winner!
Woo-hoo!
Yes.
That's a round of applause. Yes. If you guys could see the circle I was making.
Yes, he was clapping in a
ha,
circle.
Ha, ha, ha.
A round of applause. Good one, Jason. So anyway, it's 1 minute to...
Before we go, I do want to let these people know about the next tour from Tokyo.
Yes, that's right.
October 18th, there is the next tour from Tokyo. It is four bands from Tokyo traveling across country. And they will be hitting the Biltmore on their Vancouver leg. And it's going to be some punk, jazz, fusion kind of stuff. Very, very intense. You guys should check it out. Tickets are $10 at the door. $8, you can get them at thenexttourfromtokyo.com or vanmusic.ca, where we've got tickets as well. And just hit me up an email. Send me an email at jason@vanmusic.ca, and I can help you out on getting some tickets there.
Cool.
Yeah, check it out. It's going to be a great show. Yeah. October 18th.
I was there last year for the last...
next tour from Tokyo?
Yes. And it was pretty wild. Those Japanese cats get a little bit crazy sometimes.
They do. They put on shows, man. They're like, it's a rock show. Let's go and let's do this.
Yeah, I remember, I think one of the bands, one of the guitar players was standing on the keyboardist's keyboard and he like fell off of it. I don't know. It was exciting. It was very exciting.
And it's all about the keyboard players, too. I remember, and bass guitar players. They really rock out on the Japanese shows. And actually regular guitar, too. I remember a couple good riffs. But, like, I remember seeing the keyboard player, like, playing with his tongue. He's, like, standing on his, like, chair, playing with, like, the tip of his shoe. And, like, yeah, it's crazy. And he's got, like, a cardigan and a button-up shirt with the collars buttoned down. Looks super, like, clean cut. Yet he's... swinging the keyboard around and like playing with his tongue. It's good shows. Good shows. And good music too. Very, very tight bands.
Lots of energy. We're kind of past the 9 o'clock deadline, but there's nobody else here as per usual. So anyways, I have one more song to play to finish my little Hornby Island summer experience that I was supposed to be filling you in on for the past 5 months. So we're doing it all in 20 minutes.
condensed version.
I was broadcasting on CHFR 96.5 up there on Hornby Island. I had the pleasure of having a guest in the studio. I was working with the daughter of this fine artist out of Victoria, British Columbia. His name is Greg Maddle. He's a family man. And really, really cool dude. His daughter is awesome, and he's also got a son named Jevin who also plays in She's Married. Jason's here winking at me. Going,
what's he? No, no, I was more along the lines of how do you know? So I was just being a bozo.
Oh, right, yes. Anyway,
such a ladies' man.
Moving on.
Women swoon. We go down the hallways here at UBC, and like they're dropping their books. They're like, "Oh, I hope you picked up my book for me. He's so tall."
Yes, it's probably all the eau de toilette that I wear.
That's not as you don't naturally smell that great. That's actually cologne. That's not your.
Yeah, no, that's my natural smell.
Oh, wow. I was, because, yeah.
It's also known as eau de garlic. yeah, so anyways, I had the pleasure of having Mr. Greg Madill come into the studio, and him, he played with his son in studio, and we did a live thing. It was right after the BC Day long weekend, and there was like cops driving ATVs along the beach and all this stuff, and it was kind of a crazy weekend. My first,
really? Were they like patrolling, or were they four-wheeling like drunk
no, they're just like full on just trying
cops
to
just like hitting jumps and stuff.
Yeah, it's kind of weird because they go down the beaches and they're you know, there's so many people there, and they're just like, get off the beach, you know. They, so they kick everybody off of the beach, which sends everybody just somewhere else. So all these kids and, you know, all these people partying are just kind of making mayhem somewhere else rather than doing it all in one place. And, you know, it's kind of touchy subject, but anyway, I had him live in studio after that weekend, and we kind of talked a bit about the weekend and all that stuff. But anyways, yeah, I don't know where I'm going with this. I'm going to play a track from the CD that he gave me, Greg Madill.
Just imagining cops on a beach in ATVs doing donuts all the way through. Woohoo! Firing their guns. This beach is us.
Yeah, I guess that's kind of what it was like. I didn't actually go down to the beach that weekend. But anyway, we're going to hear a little track off of his CD called Night Rise. It's called Nobody's Fool. And this will be the last song of this episode on Friday Sunrise on
CITR 101.9.
FM.
Thanks for listening, Vancouver.
In Vancouver.
Vancouver.
Okay. Have fun. Enjoy your Friday, enjoy your Saturday and your Sunday, and enjoy the rest of your week. We'll be back next Friday, 7:30, bright and early, right here on CITR.
Peace.
Got it easy, life is a play. Nobody's hero, he can't stand up. Where's the pleasure when the blinds go down? Merry measure, like the poor.